You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome in to CHGO Tavern Style. I'm Ryan Herrera of CHGO Cubs.
And I'm the meatball, Greg Braggs Jr.
He is the meatball, but CHGO Tavern Style is presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Ave location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. Braggs, we're talking about today, it's what everyone's talking about, Justin Fields being traded away from the Chicago Bears. My big question is, what was your reaction, and did the Bears get enough for Justin Fields?
No, the answer is they did not get enough for Justin Fields, and that was my immediate reaction. A six-round pick next year, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, you just had to have thought the Bears were going to get more for this, and, you know, I understand this whole, that's what the market is, and these other quarterbacks going off the board to other teams. Sam Darnold, come on now. You know, Drew Locke with the Giants. Come on. Like, with all due respect to these other quarterbacks, Justin Fields is a way more talented quarterback. And I understand there's layers to it when you talk about contract and what you, when you bring in a guy like Justin Fields that isn't a traditional type quarterback that you are going to have to mold your offense to a certain way. So there's different layers to a decision like that. But at the same time, I do think it is somewhat of an indictment of coaches around the league that they can look at a player like Justin Fields and the talent that he can bring to your team, and you can't figure out how to make it work to help your team win games. Mike Tomlin, I think he is the type of coach that can look at a guy like Justin Fields and understand how to get the most out of him for the player Justin Fields and the team in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So it is. It was a sixth round pick for next season, but with potential to become a fourth round pick. And right. I'm with you. I think in a general sense, Justin should have gotten more from the Bears. The Bears should have gotten more for Justin Fields than what they got. I look at it as, you know, think 2 years ago, the Sam Darnold trade and what he got, or what, you know, what the package was for a return on him. I mean, how much of it was the market and the effect of that? Like, do you think had we been sitting in this exact situation 2 years ago, would Justin Fields have gotten at least a similar package to what Sam Darnold got?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it came down to the fact that teams didn't want to bring in Justin Fields as a starter. Now, does that mean that all teams around the league don't think he's starter capable or starter worthy? No, but again, if you're going to trade for Justin Fields, he does have a fifth-year option. And I don't think any of these teams were interested in picking up that fifth-year option. So that being the case, now you're trading for a guy on a one-year deal who comes into your offense completely fresh, green to what you're trying to run offensively. You've already got coaches in place with the system they have. And so that plays into the decision and why other teams weren't willing to bring it in. So they bring in quarterbacks that they think are going to be able to mold to what they're trying to do faster. When you bring in a guy like Justin Fields and try to make him your starting quarterback for 1 year, now you're molding the team and the coaching to him to get the best out of him. And that's a huge roll of the dice for any coaching staff that's trying to make it or break it. When you're bringing in a new quarterback for 1 year and at the level of Justin Fields, now you're basically kind of putting your career on the line as a coach. So I think that that's the biggest reason why the market wasn't where it was supposed to be at, or at least it could have been at, is just because Justin Fields is a unique type of player.
Yeah. I got to mention real quick though, This is March. It is March, which means March Madness is upon us.
I know. I'm terrified. Yeah.
Watch the big dance live at Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago, or call them for carryout and delivery. You mention CHGO and you get half off your pizza. So call 312-666-3444 or go to salernospizza.com.
Half off your pizza if you mention CHGO. I'm literally going to call them as soon as I leave here.
Yeah.
Like, have you heard of CHGO? Yeah. I have, yeah. It's good. Shout out Salernos.
But back to Justin, you know, you kind of mentioned the situation he's in, and I think part of it is what the Bears have did, not Ryan Poles himself, but the positions that the Bears have just kind of had him in for his career, right? Switching coaches, lame duck coaches, whatever it is, changing offensive systems every year. You know, he never, in my mind, never truly got a fair shake to establish himself in the NFL because things were just changing so much around him. I mean, yeah, again, like we both said, like he probably didn't get enough in a general sense of what he should have gotten. I mean, you give him 3 years in the same structure, same coaches, whatever. And like, where do you think he is had that happen? Do you think they do end up getting better? Do you think the Bears even maybe move on from him if that's the case?
Potentially not. I mean, that's the fairest argument, is that the Bears did him no favors about the situation that he came into with Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace in a lame duck year. Then that's your rookie year. Now they're gone. And now you bring in a whole new coaching staff and a new GM who, rips the entire roster down.
Yeah.
So now your second year is in a rebuild where you're set up to fail from Jump Street. And he carried the team on his back last year with a rebuilt roster. And they ended up being the worst team in football. But if you watch those games, they were competitive in every single game they played in. And that was all because of Justin Fields carrying the team on his back. Now you fast forward to his third year. You bring in some talent, DJ Moore, Darnell Wright. You try to bring in some pieces to give Justin his opportunity, and then halfway through the season, he gets hurt and is out 5 weeks, and the Bears end up with the number one pick. So the whole thing, yes, Justin Fields has limitations. He's not a perfect quarterback, and you know, but at the same time, it is fair to say that the timing of everything from the minute he got here, his second year, to his injury in his third year, and then the Bears getting the number one pick is also a huge reason why he's no longer the quarterback here in Chicago. And that, you know, like that's, we're all excited for the future. We're excited for the potential of Caleb Williams coming in here and being the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. But there is, I take no pleasure and excitement from Justin Fields' departure. When he got traded on Saturday, that was the marking of a moment that showed that the Bears failed in developing one of the most talented players they've ever drafted here in Chicago. And that's not a great thing, but fortunately for Ryan Poles and the moves he's made, brighter days are still ahead.
Yeah, and like I was on the record with our friend Mark Harmon on here talking about that I was on the side of like it's time draft Caleb. It's time to kind of reset that clock, time to just kind of move on. But I always thought, I love Justin Fields. Like I thought he was a warrior, you know, the way he took hits, didn't get flags, didn't complain.
Tough
like
as
that
nails.
That is Chicago Bears right there. It's just the way he played and the warrior inside of him, the competitor. Like I loved it all. And so I was sad to see Justin go. I was even more sad to see that other teams just didn't want him as much as we thought he would or they would. But yeah, no, it's regardless of how you felt, like I think, again, you said it, Fields has limitations. We all know that. But the way he played in the city represented the Bears so well. So it is like a sad thing to see that era end without much to show for it.
Yeah, well, his final moment here in Chicago was him beating the Falcons and maybe his best game he's ever played in a Bears uniform at Soldier Field with the snow coming down and 60,000 plus fans chanting, "We want Fields." So that's his final moment for a city that really adored him and fans that will be fans of his forever.
Yeah.
And
I hope
so
he does really well
with
the Steelers.
Yeah. And I think he's got a really good opportunity there with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. And we wish him nothing but the best here, you know, from everybody here in Chicago. And I think that is a good situation. And I do think Ryan Poles did right by him. So that being the case, with the title of the show being, did the Bears get enough? At the end of the day, doing right by Fields, if that meant we don't necessarily get as much from maybe another team that could have potentially offered a fifth round pick, so be it. Justin Fields earned his stripes here in Chicago. He helped this team over the last 3 years. And so if Ryan Poles wanted to do right by him, I really don't have that big of an issue with that. If some draft equity were parsing through, you know, a fifth or a sixth round pick or something like that. So, you know, it is a best of luck situation. I know why you like him though, because you're the baseball guy and Justin Fields, right? I mean, he was a short, he played some shortstop, he played some baseball, right?
So, sure. We'll go with that. No, I love, again, I love Justin. I love the way he played.
I have a little baseball game. Background, right?
Yeah, a little bit. It helps. That probably helps. That helps for sure. No, but we're like you said, we're always going to be rooting for Justin. Wish him well in Pittsburgh and then, you know, see where he goes. But obviously we're going to be rooting for the Bears first. Yeah. And wherever direction they go, that's where we're going. And that's what we're rooting for.
Now, that being said, as the Cubs guy here at CSGO Cubs, what day is Caleb Williams throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley Field? Do you have that information yet?
I don't have that information yet. You know what, Braggs? When I do get that information, you'll be the first person I tell.
Thank you.